I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. There's a big sporting event coming up in West Virginia, but it has nothing to do with basketball. In a moment, a preview of the state's high school archery tournament. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
March 26 will be the date for the largest competitive shooting event for youth in West Virginia's history. The annual Archery in Schools State Tournament is set to be held at the Veterans Memorial Fieldhouse in Huntington. Scott Warner is coordinator of the Archery in Schools program for the West Virginia DNR.
We've got 625 students representing 50 different schools from around West Virginia in attendance, from the Southern Coalfields, Eastern Panhandle, Northern Panhandle, Central West Virginia. There is students all over the state that are going to be coming to Huntington to participate to see who's going to be the best shot in the state and to qualify to go on to Kentucky to participate in the Nationals.
It is the fifth year for Archery in Schools, which is growing by leaps and bounds every year. Warner says the whole idea is catching and coming on strong and really serving as a tremendous tool to not only bring kids into archery, but also just to keep kids in school.
One of many states that are participating in this program. We hear similar stories nationwide, but just locally, we've had fathers give us a call and saying, "Okay, Scott, you got my kid involved in archery. Now I got to go buy a bow." But they're kind of excited that now they're going to be spending time with their daughter or son in the backyard shooting a bow. We also see a lot of parents calling us and saying, my kid's kind of, borderline. I want to, make sure that he stays in school and he doesn't really buy into anything other than hunting and fishing. Maybe this is what I'm kind of looking for.
The archery competition comes in an individual and team divisions with awards for each. Warner says this is a physical activity, but it is a great equalizer among all, regardless of their physical stature.
Most of us who went to school, we're probably not the most athletic type, and what we're trying to do is provide an activity that they can take not only to their school but also beyond the classroom. And we as a state wildlife agency want to get people fired up about archery because hopefully they'll become bow hunters. But there's a lot of competitive archers out there. The Department of Education is involved in this program because they want to get kids excited about school, and parents are excited about this because they just love to get their kids involved in sports.
It is also an activity these youngsters can do for the rest of their lives. The competition again, Saturday, March 26th in Huntington, the annual Archery in Schools State Championship event. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.